How's it going, everybody? This is the Nitty Gritty. With me, as usual, is Leonard. This is a show about wrestling. This week, we are trying a new segment, and we are going to be calling it What's My Wrestler? And Leonard is going to explain how it goes.
Yeah, so previously we've done What's That Card, and we've talked about how we've kind of gone through most of the promotions we would know. But not meaning that we wouldn't revisit that in the future. But thinking of something different but similar, I think I've talked about it on the show before. I work at a convention called the Monster Bash on staff, and I host a couple different game shows. One is called What's My Monster, which is like the old game show, What's My Line, or I've Got a Secret, which is based on 20 questions. So we're gonna do that with a wrestler. I've got a wrestler in mind, and Chad is gonna ask a series of yes or no questions. He gets 20, just like 20 questions. He can guess the wrestler at any time. If he gets all 20 and hasn't guessed who it is right, he'll get one last final guess to guess who it is. And I have found with What's My Monster, sometimes it's a soft yes or a soft no, depending on how the question is asked. And
Right.
I will try to do my best to clarify and be fair, depending on how Chad may ask his questions. And I'll keep track of how many questions you take, and I'll let you know where you're at as you go along the way. So, first time trying it, we'll see how it goes. And I've got the Wikipedia page of my guy called up, or I should say my wrestler called up. So if so, I may need to double check something, but we'll get going and see. So Chad, feel free to start asking your questions.
Is it Ranger Ross? Just kidding.
No,
That doesn't count.
that would be hilarious if I had given you Ranger Ross, but no.
All right. Was this wrestler's peak during the 1980s?
No.
Was this wrestler's peak during the 90s?
Yes.
Okay. Was this wrestler most popular during what is referred to as the Attitude Era?
Most popular, yes.
Okay. Was this wrestler a world champion?
No, never a world champion.
Okay. Was this wrestler an Intercontinental champion?
Yes, that's five.
And how many? Well, this is 20, right?
20, like the old 20 questions. So you've got 15 left to go.
Does this wrestler have long hair?
No.
Okay. See,
I
this is.
try to think if they ever did, but no.
Well, in that, it kind of answers my like where my head was.
Yeah.
So never a world champion and was an intercontinental champion. See, this format is going to take editing because like I have to sit here and like think of a, like a smart question because obviously I
Yeah.
don't get the answer. And like the other part of this is my mind wasn't on wrestling, so like I need to get back into like it's like you can't really research this, right? So you just
Right,
kind
right, right. But
of.
there are, I mean, when you give me one, I don't know if you've got one. Again, I've done this enough with the Monster Bash guys. I kind of know how, like, questions asked to, you start broad and narrow it
Right,
down. But yeah.
right, right. Was this wrestler better known for their promos?
Better known more for their promos and their in-ring work. Is that the question?
Yes.
I would say, No, I would say that's a tricky one. That is maybe a soft no. I would say maybe they were equally known for promo and in-ring work.
Okay.
And to be fair, a promo work during a certain period that you've asked about.
Okay. So was this wrestler while in Let me reverse this. Was this wrestler a part of a faction?
I don't believe they were ever part of any sort of faction, like a stable type faction. I don't think so. I can't think of them ever having been in anything factiony. Tag teams, yes. Faction, no. I'll say that.
Okay. Man, this is interesting. I feel like this is somebody super random. Not a part of a faction, equally is known for their promos and in-ring work.
I will. How? Actually, I'm looking at the Wikipedia page. I guess I don't want to give too much away, but I guess yes, they have been part of a faction.
Okay.
At a given point later on.
Okay. All right. Attitude Era Intercontinental Champion. Did this person have dark hair?
No.
This is tricky now. Okay, so did this person have many characters throughout their wrestling tenure?
Yes, they have wrestled under different names and characters. That's 10.
Okay.
I'll help you out a little bit. One very primary character.
Okay.
So sort of I will clarify a few different characters, but one real primary character.
Okay. Did this person debut before the Attitude Era?
Yes.
Has this person ever worked for WCW?
Yes.
Okay. They don't have dark hair, so well, I'm like drawing blank on more questions at this point.
Okay. Well, you can. Well, I should say that you can call it anytime you want to call it. So if you say, "Hey, I'm stumped. I can't get it," you can say, "I'm done."
I'm gonna keep thinking of them.
Okay.
Okay, so here's one. What is this person a United States native?
A U.S. Yes, from the United States.
Okay. Well, there goes that guess. Were they ever tag team champions?
I am reasonably sure. Let me get down to the champion part of the Wikipedia page, but I am, yes, they have been world tag team champions. And I'll help you out. World tag team champion with multiple partners.
Is it Billy Gunn?
No, but that's a good guess.
Okay.
15.
All right.
I will help you out. Billy Gunn is a good guess.
Okay. Is it Road Dog?
No, it is not Road Dog.
Okay.
Let me tell you, there's two key questions that if you ask them, you will know who it is.
Okay. Did this person have, no, you know what? Let me, okay. Did this person go by their real name?
They have gone by their real name. Well, Their most common. Kind of yes, but also kind of no.
Okay.
It is an accepted name that is not technically their birth name.
Okay.
And that when you know who it is, that will make sense to you.
Okay. How many questions am I at?
You were at 17, so you got three left.
Okay. Did this person have a like adult gimmick? And by that I mean something that was of the era, like of the Attitude Era.
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. Is it Val Venus?
Is not Val Venus. You got one left, and you can have one final guess. So you're up to
Okay.
19. I think you're going to kick yourself that you didn't that you don't get it if you
Probably. But like
don't.
you've done this at Monster Bash, so like I'm like still getting used to the format. That's my excuse.
Yes. So I hopefully when you give me one, and if you want to do that tonight, we can. But when you give me one, hopefully, you'll figure out maybe how to kind of work it.
Right.
It would be very, I think if people are listening, when they listen to this, if they're screaming, how have you not guessed this person yet? Like, it'd be fun to see how long people took them to go, oh, I think I know who it is.
Yeah, I can't wait to get trolled in the comments. You know what? I'm drawing a blank. You're gonna have to give it to me because I'm sure it's like I'm gonna kick myself, but
Okay. It's Dustin Rhodes.
Dustin Rhodes was an Intercontinental. Yeah, he was an Intercontinental champion.
Yeah, as Gold Dust, again, Dustin Rhodes isn't his real name. It's Dustin Runnels, but everyone assumes it's Rhodes.
Right.
He's in the Sons of Texas now with the Von Erich boys. That's why I didn't know that off the top of my head that he was in a faction, but never really a faction. He
Yeah.
was NWA World Tag Team Champion with Barry Windham. He was WWE Tag Team Champion with his brother Cody Rhodes and also with Booker T. Light hair, again, known as under his real name or what's accepted as his real
Yeah.
name. Different character, Gold Dust being the primary character, but he was also Seven and Black Rain and a couple other things. So I think I answered all the questions correctly that you asked.
No, you did, absolutely. I should have asked. I had thought about asking if the person had a feet like a manager, but or if they had a female manager, or if they were
Yeah.
associated with a female of any kind. I had thought about that at one point, but didn't go down that road.
Yeah.
Wow.
That might help as well. Well, I was thinking, and it to ask, and these are going to be when I do it, some of my primary questions. Are they currently active?
Right.
And are they
Exactly.
currently active with who? If you would have asked, hey, are they currently active with AEW?
Yeah, see, I don't, well, that would have given me a better idea, but I don't think
Yeah.
he's with them anymore.
He's with Ring of Honor, I think. The last I'm seeing is
Okay.
that he's working, he's partnering with the Von Erich boys in Ring of Honor right now.
Maybe he is still doing some stuff then.
Yeah. So
I thought his contract had come up then.
he's still currently active,
And
but
you know what?
not that active.
He's still excellent in the ring.
Yes.
And like, AEW used him quite a bit even after Cody left. Yeah, I always liked his work in the ring. I like his character in AEW, which is, mostly Dustin Rhodes, but also kind of half alluding to the Gold Dust one in terms of
Yeah,
the match.
I picked Dustin because he's had such a long career and he's worked with so many different companies and he's been kind of up and down and tag and singles and I thought he was a guy that if you asked, the right questions, not that he's so broad, but it's like, oh, there's only one guy that would fit all these different things.
Right. Yeah.
So, yeah.
No, that was a good pick for sure. All right. Well, if you were screaming at the video and figured it out long before I did, feel free to let me know. Hopefully I get better at this as we go along. So for Leonard, my name is Chad. Please check out our other videos, Segment Surgery, Random Match Reviews, our full-length episodes as well. We're available wherever you listen to podcasts. We will see you next week. How's it going, everybody? This is the Nitty Gritty. My name is Chad. With me, as usual, is Leonard. This is a show about wrestling, and we are bringing you another installment of our newest series, which is What's My Wrestler? And this was an idea brought to us by Leonard, and I'm sure you've seen this format in other realms. But basically, I have a wrestler in mind, and Leonard has 20 questions with which to guess who I have in my head. And basically, they're yes or no questions. But
Yes. We've done this once before with me giving to Chad, and this idea came from What's My Monster that I do at Monster Bash that I explained in that other video. So we don't need to go over all that again. But I'm kind of more used to this format and how to do this. So hopefully I don't embarrass myself, but we'll see how it goes.
all right, Leonard. Well, let's take it away.
I've got a pad here so I can keep track
Okay.
of the questions. So okay, is it a man?
Yes.
Is it a white guy?
You'll have to be more specific with your question.
Is he Caucasian?
No.
Is he Latino?
No.
Is he Asian? Is he part Asian?
You know what? Let's just call him Caucasian.
Okay. But that's going to come back and bite the crap out of me. I know. Okay. Is he currently in ring active? He's wrestling right now today.
He is, as far as I am aware, still an active wrestler. He is
Okay.
not actually competing week to week right now.
Oh, okay. Is he currently signed by a company, even though he's not wrestling from week to week?
Yes.
Is he okay? Is he signed by the WWF or
No.
WWE? No. Is he signed by AEW?
Yes.
Was he an active wrestler in the 2000s?
My quick answer is yes. Yes.
Was he an active wrestler in the 1990s?
Let me just double check. So I want to say no.
Okay. Started in 2000. Did he at one point work for the WWF?
Yes.
I keep saying WWF, but at one point he did work for WWE.
Yes.
Has he ever been a world champion?
Yes.
Was he a world champion in WWE?
No.
He has been a world champion in AEW.
Yes.
Okay. I'm up to 12, by the way. Since I don't know AEW that well, this could be a tough one for me. But he did wrestle in AEW. He's working like he's not all the way right. You may need to edit as I think here a little bit. Is he traditionally has he wrestled as a heel?
I'm unable to answer that, but I will say that I
He
want to
goes
say
back.
more
He goes
often than
back
not,
and
he's
forth.
probably been a heel. If I had to go and, put check marks next to every time he was heel or face, I would say there'd probably be more in the heel department, but he's
Okay.
wrestled.
Wrestle. So it's gone back and forth between heel and face. Has he ever had a manager? And I would count a valet as a manager, like a woman on the outside as well.
By and large, I'll just elaborate on this one. By and
Yeah.
large, no, but the argument could be made that he has had at least one.
Okay. I know he has been a champion in AEW. I don't know. Is it Eddie Kingston?
No.
Okay. Does he, the fact that you have a trouble with if he's a white guy or not really throws me off. Because
Honestly,
I'm trying to.
that should be more of a help to you than it is a hindrance.
Okay, yeah. Is it? See, I'm trying to think of AEW World Champions. Again, I don't really know that belt that well.
Right.
Know who's had it. Is it because some of the guys I'm thinking of are clearly white guys. So I don't know who to guess or not guess. I'm up to 14, by the way. Do they are they what you would consider a big guy? Let's say more than 6'2", 250.
I would consider them to be a big guy, yeah.
Okay, so a larger guy. Is he known, with that being given that he's a larger guy, is he known as a power wrestler?
No.
No. Is he known as a technical wrestler?
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
Okay. So a big guy who's also a technical wrestler. And all the guys who I'm thinking of who's been world champion over there at
He has old school
AEW.
styles for sure, but
Okay.
I mean, he has power stuff, absolutely, but
Okay.
I would say he's more known for his technical ability, despite his size.
Oh shit. You know what? I got off because I forgot to ask. He worked for WWE. He worked for AEW. Did he ever work for TNA?
Yes.
Was he ever world champion in TNA?
Yes.
And with my last guess, I'm going to go Samoa
Yes.
Joe. Okay. See, because originally, and I got off track because of the Caucasian thing. Because when
You
you
see
first said,
where I did it, where I hiccuped on that.
yes. Because I originally thought it was The Rock.
Okay.
I thought it was The Rock. I thought it was The Rock, and I actually had forgot that Samoa Joe was AEW champion. That hurt me. But see, that was part, and I got off because my initial, funnel down was to ask, did they work for WWE? Did they work for AEW? And did they work for TNA, considering he was a current guy?
That was why I chose him, because of
Yeah.
the fact that he worked for all three companies. I was trying to think of somebody that would really throw, I mean, you guessed it, so you did a good job, but throw you for a loop. But I was like, okay, who I want. I was specifically thinking of TNA, and I was like, oh man, who's worked for TNA that I can use that he like that isn't too obscure. I'm not going to ever pick this person, but initially I was going to like pick Nick Aldis, because if you had asked if he worked for WWE, I would have been like, well, yeah, he does work for WWE.
And so, yeah, Samoa Joe, is he off injured or is he just not
I
working
think
for any
I mean, he does that show on Peacock, Twisted Metal, based on the game. So I don't
Okay.
know if he took time off to do that. I mean, basically, he was the champion. Swerve Strickland beat him, and then he just took a break. I mean, Samoa Joe's getting up there in age, so
Yeah.
he might be similar to Bryan Danielson in that he doesn't want to do stuff as full time as he once did. So I don't know that for sure, but that's just a guess. But he is still
If I
smiling.
had not, because I got stuck on questions and I went back in my head and said, okay, what did you forget to ask? If I had not asked the TNA question, I would not have got that. If I had not asked the TNA question, I
That
would not have
did
got.
absolutely take you down the right road because it was within
Yes, because
a
every single because everyone else I was thinking of was like, okay, I mean, you wouldn't be confused about Jericho being white or Adam Page being white or MJF being white or
second.
CM Punk being white and every John Moxley being white and every single person I could think of
You would
was
have
the
had every
world.
right to say, okay, we're not doing this game again if I had not known that Jericho was white.
Hey, right. Because every single person I could think of, because Joe didn't have the belt that long, right? Was that part of the Punk feud?
No, so he didn't have the belt for a super long time. He defeated MJF when MJF had that. He still does has it had the huge storyline feud with Adam Cole, and that kind of got screwed up because Adam Cole got injured. But they had to finish the feud at that time anyway, so they put the belt on Samoa Joe. Adam Cole had to heal up, yada yada. So I will say he was kind of a transitional champion in a way, but it was Samoa Joe, and nobody's going to dispute the fact that he deserved it. So,
So again, not following AEW, I had a a hard time trying to think. But no, that was a great one and totally fair. And if I would have kept to my strategy and would have asked the TNA, because I've actually been trying to play the game in my own head.
right.
Like, I know who the guy is, but then I'm thinking, well, what's the best questions to get yourself to there?
Right.
And again, the way I started, is it a man? What's their ethnicity? Are they currently working in the ring? If you would have said no, I would have asked if they were still alive.
Right, yeah.
And then you ask the eras, were they working in the 80s? Were they working in the 90s? Were they working in the aughts? And then companies, were they with
So
WWE, AEW, TNA? And I kicked myself that I forgot to ask early on about TNA, or I would have probably got him a lot quicker.
well, yeah, you might, yeah, you probably would have. I want to say though, he started training in 1999, but he really didn't debut for any indie company
See, and then Ring of Honor. If I would have asked Ring of Honor too. So if I would have said, after because as soon as you said he was currently working for AEW, that's where my brain went, and I got off of asking about the other companies he had
right,
worked for.
because that's a short list of champions, all things considered.
If I had asked early on, because the other. Because if you said a guy started in the 2000s, then TNA, Ring of Honor, and WWE, AEW are pretty much the four promotions you would ask about.
Where I gave you ultimately a huge hint is when I struggled to decide whether or not he was Caucasian.
Well, I'd say he's Samoan, so
He's from
that would
Huntington
make.
Beach, California. Sometimes billed from the Isle of Samoa.
But he's of Samoan descent, correct?
Yes.
So that
Which,
would make him a Pacific. That would make him a Pacific Islander.
yes, yeah, technically, yes, you're right. And that would have probably been like you would have had to get up to like question 15 before you were like, is he a Pacific Islander?
Or even if he was, then I mean that doesn't narrow it down too much. That could be any of the Bloodline guys. But of course, they're with
True.
WWE right now, so. But
So,
no, I almost, after that second question, I almost guessed The Rock.
yeah, well, I mean, he was a champion in WWE. But as far as the manager question goes, I guess he was one time billed as William Regal's enforcer in NXT. So technically not a manager, but as far as I could tell, he has never really had a quote unquote manager.
Not that I can remember. And really, I was just asking a lot of random questions because I was so in the woods at that, or in the weeds, as they say, at that point.
Right.
I was so in the weeds. I was just asking a lot of random questions. And again, if I had not doubled back on the promotion questions, I wouldn't have got that.
Well, you know what? This was a lot of fun. I think we're getting smoother with this. And I'm looking forward to the next time I can do it to kind of redeem myself. So let us know what you thought of this, how early you were able to guess it. Check out our other episodes, Segment Surgery, Random Match Reviews. We're available wherever you listen to podcasts. For Leonard, my name is Chad, and we will see you next time. How's it going, everybody? This is the Nitty Gritty. My name is Chad. With me, as usual, is Leonard, and this is a show about wrestling. And we are going to be doing another round of What's My Wrestler this week, where basically we have 20 questions we can ask to guess the wrestler that the other person has in their head. So it's a lot of fun to do, and I am not good at it, but we will try.
Well, we've done it once each, And Chad did not get Dustin Rhodes the first time. I barely got Samoa Joe. It was only because I took a breath and went back and with some of the questions that I had missed, I wanted to ask. So
Right.
it was close. So as we do this, hopefully we'll get better. And as I've said before, this is based on What's My Monster, which I do at the Monster Bash Classic Horror Film Convention I host. And as Chad said, it's like 20 questions. So I will give to Chad here this time, or he'll ask me the questions and I'll keep track of those. So he's got 20. He can guess at any time. And if he gets all 20, he has one last final guess after that, if he needs it. So feel
All
free to
right.
start.
All right. So let's start out with the obvious. Is this a man?
Yes.
Okay. Has he worked for WWE?
Yes.
Is he still an active wrestler?
No.
Did he ever work for WCW?
Yes.
Did he ever work for TNA?
Yes. That's five.
Did he ever work for AEW?
No.
Okay. Let's see. Did this person ever have a manager?
I would say man, second at ringside at points, yes, but nothing that I would directly call a manager.
Okay. Was this person a world champion in WCW?
Yes, he was.
Okay. Was this person a world champion in WWE?
Yes, he was.
Was this person, let me rephrase, was this person married to somebody that was in the business?
I don't believe so, no.
Okay.
Well, you think I will double check his wife, but I don't believe that she was in the business.
Okay. Was this person in a faction?
Yes.
Does this person have a finishing move that other people have used?
Yes.
Is it Booker T?
It is not Booker T.
How many questions am I at?
You are, that was 13.
Is it Scott Steiner?
It is not Scott Steiner.
Okay. Was this person a world champion in TNA?
No,
Okay.
that's 15.
Okay.
Well, when you say world champion, I assume you mean singles champion.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, was not a world singles champion.
Okay. But he was. Okay. So. My previous questions then could apply to tag team or singles. Is
No,
that?
your previous, I should have been clear earlier. Your previous questions, yes, he was a singles world champion. He was a singles world champion in WCW, a singles world champion in WWE. He was not a singles world champion in TNA. I think you're going to kick yourself if you don't get this.
Well, I'm still putting my thinking cap on here. I'm just trying to brainstorm certain names. Is it Sid?
No, it is not Sid.
Damn it. Is it Kevin Nash?
It is Kevin Nash.
All right.
You took you 17. You got in 17.
All right. A little bit of redemption there.
Yeah. I'm surprised you didn't get Nash quicker than that. And I kind of went with Nash because he was WWE and WCW and TNA, and he was a world champ in
Right.
WWE and WCW. So that's kind of why I went with him.
Yeah, for some reason, like when you initially got started and when you said TNA, my first two guesses were immediately Steiner and Booker T. But that's why I asked the wife question. And then when you had to check, I was like, well, it can't be Booker T, even though I guessed him. Like, because, you know, he would surely have thought about Charmel right
Yeah,
away.
Charmel. No, apparently Nash's wife is Tamara McMichael, but she is not related to Deborah McMichael, as far as I can tell.
I was gonna say Deborah McMichael is probably not her real name either. Or
Yeah,
maybe it was. I don't
I
know.
think it was because she was married to
When
Steve
they were actually
McMichael.
married, yeah.
Yeah, so yeah,
Likely
I think
married.
she was Deborah McMichael,
Yeah.
but no, so he was, but I just want to make sure because. And for 1 minute there, I thought maybe you were thinking Shawn Michaels because he married a Nitro girl, even though he's not, he was never in WCW, I don't believe. So.
Right. Yeah, I just kind of had to think about, like, okay, there's only so many people that were WCW World Champion, so.
Yes. So that was another one. I thought that was maybe a little easier than Dustin Rhodes. So that's why I went with him.
I appreciate that.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let us know if you are able to guess that sooner than I was. And feel free to comment. And you know what? Since we're rolling here, let's just go right into the next one.
All right, so you're going to give to me this time, and of course, I'll keep track on my end.
All right. Whenever you are ready, sir.
All right, so is it a man?
It is.
Are they currently in ring active?
No.
Okay, are they alive?
No.
Are they, I know that this hurt us last time. Are they white?
No.
Okay. Is the person black?
Yes.
Did they, were they an active wrestler in the 1980s?
Yes.
Were they an active wrestler in the 1990s?
I want to say, well, hold on. Let me just verify. They were active in the 90s, yes.
Were active in the 90s? Were they active in the 1970s?
Yes.
Okay. Did they wrestle with for the WWE or
Yes.
F at the time? Yeah, okay.
Yes.
Ever wrestled for WCW?
No.
No, okay. Did they ever wrestle for AWA?
No.
Ever wrestle for Mid-South?
No.
Okay. Cause I had a name in mind and that's not who he came out to be. Is he known primarily as a singles wrestler?
Yes.
Okay.
How many
Is he?
questions are we up to?
Oh, I'm sorry. I should let you know. That's 13. I'm up to 13
Okay.
questions. All right. So, did he have a manager?
No.
No.
You know what? Let me just double check because
Okay.
I don't think so. I
Okay.
don't ever remember one, but no. And if I'm wrong about that, I apologize, but I don't.
Okay. You know what? I'm going to take so this one's 15. I'm going to take the craziest guess on earth. Is it SD Jones?
No.
Okay. That's 15. It wouldn't be who is it Butch Reed?
No.
Was he? Did he ever wrestle for Championship Wrestling from Florida?
To my knowledge, no.
Okay, so primarily sounds like he was a WWF guy.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, that, I mean, I won't even count you that as a question. But yes, I mean, like, he did work for other promotions, but primarily he was a New York guy.
New York guy. Okay. Primarily. And he's black and he wrestled in the 70s and 80s. So there's not really a lot of options there. And there's probably somebody I'm really not thinking of that I'm going to.
There is, and there's you still have some questions that could narrow this down, I think.
I still have some questions I can narrow it down. Did he primarily work as a heel?
Yes.
Primarily worked as a heel. Was he, well, no, that wouldn't be. Was he ever was he ever a tag team champion?
No. Let me just double check that. But I'm 99% sure that the answer is no. Yeah, nope.
No, was not a tag team champion. Was he ever? Well, no, that wouldn't, because I'm trying
Well, okay.
to.
So he was not a tag team champion in WWE. Like, I guess looking at his resume here, like early in his career,
He was a tag team champion elsewhere.
he was a tag team champion in a very small territory.
So I got one more, and then I can guess the guy. Was he what you would consider a bigger wrestler? Is he bigger than, say, he's like 6'2", 250, a bigger guy?
Well, so I will, you know what? I'm just going to give you his height and weight. Primarily, he was about 270 pounds, 6'2".
So right around what you would call a big guy.
Right.
Right around there. Well, so I
That's
got.
why I didn't even answer that yes or no. So.
So those are my 20. So I get one more guess. From everything you told me, it's not Junkyard Dog. Coco Beware is still alive. He was actually at the recent Saturday Night's main event.
Which I watched, by the way.
Yeah, I don't think that, well, because they're not tag team, so it's not Tony Atlas and it's not Rocky Johnson, because I had those thoughts, but they're not tag champs. I mean, those guys are both tag champs. It wouldn't be Ernie. I don't think it's Ernie Ladd, because Ernie Ladd, I don't think, was with, if he was with the WWF, he was only there a minimal amount, would have been the 70s. Because I don't have another guess, and I'm probably going to just beat myself up over it, I will just guess Ernie Ladd.
So the answer is Bad News Brown.
Yeah, I'm beating myself up over that one. I can't believe I didn't think of Bad News Brown. And he wrestled in Canada. So if I would have asked about Stampede or Canada, that
Well,
probably would have gave it to me.
yeah, maybe, you know what? I wouldn't have not known your knowledge of like who was in Canada and who wasn't. Had you asked that, obviously I would have given the answer, but in my head I was thinking, even if he asked that, I'm not sure if it's going to narrow it down for him or not. Maybe I suppose it
It
was.
might have, see, in retrospect, I'm saying it would have, but maybe not, because again, because there wasn't a whole lot of black guys who were working in Canada and WWF. And I think I probably thought of every single African American that wrestled for the WWF in the 1980s, but Bad News Brown.
So here I dropped a subtle hint on you when you asked about primarily being WWF. I said he's primarily a New York guy. And the reason I said it that way is because he was with the Worldwide Wrestling Federation in the late 70s. He got his career, so some info. He did start his career in the late 70s and he trained under Antonio Inoki and he started in New Japan Pro Wrestling, which I did
Oh, I
not.
didn't know he started in Japan. I thought he started in Canada. I thought he was a Stu Hart guy.
Yep, an Olympian in judo as well.
Yes, I knew. I remember that. Yeah.
Nobody would have asked that question because why would
No, is he an Olympian? I never would have asked
An
that.
Olympian in the 80s, you would have, your head would have tried to explode if they, well.
Yes. Well, the only ones I would have thought of was been like Bill Kazmaier.
Now
Iron
we
Sheik,
can't.
but
Oh,
again,
yeah, that's true.
not
Ken Patera.
Patera.
So there are some. So yeah, Bad News Brown, I actually thought of, when we started this, just because he always struck me as such a random guy.
Yeah.
He did have a
Again,
little.
so random, I never thought of him. Again, I thought of SD Jones, and I didn't think of Bad News Brown.
I kind of knew I had it in the bag when you were talking about Rocky Johnson. But he did have a little bit of things going in the early 90s, but by then he was kind of basically done. He left the WWF. They had certainly a big falling out because he thought he should have been pushed a little bit more because he was in feuds with guys that. On house shows anyway that were near the top, but he never really got a push in any way.
And my initial thought after my first five or six questions was Junkyard Dog.
Oh yeah.
And that's why I asked about WCW.
You asked
And
about
then when he
Mid-South
said,
too. Yeah.
yeah, and then after he said, I said, I'm going to double check and ask Mid-South just in case.
Yeah.
And that also would have been Butch Reed. But
Oh yeah.
yeah, because Butch Reed was down there too. So, but I did guess Butch Reed. So yeah, that one was good. What I have found for this and for last week or last time we did this with Samoa Joe, I seem to have a big blind spot. Like with you, when I narrow it down, I can think of every single person but the right person.
Well, like the first time, I'll put a little bit of blame on the fact that the game was new, but like by and large, like my headspace at that time was like drawing. It was one of those situations where you're doing anything and you're just drawing a blank. Like it answers that you should be able to just process. And like certainly Dustin Rhodes was an answer that I should have processed a little bit faster. But we're getting more into the swing of it now. I've kind of puts us one and one. So
Yes, we are. And what you were saying, like, I was saying about my blind spots, like I got so focused on AEW champion that I just could
yes.
not think of. I thought of every other guy but Samoa Joe. And
And
today,
like with
I
the
thought of every
AEW
other
champion,
African American who wrestled for WWF in the 80s but Baz News Brown.
even though you don't watch AEW, when you asked that about Samoa Joe, I was like, oh man, like he's certainly going to know this because there's only like four or five of them. Like,
Yes, right. And I was thinking of everyone but Joe. And then when I went back and asked about TNA, that's what clicked it for me.
yeah.
Yeah, I followed my game plan this time, but it still didn't work. I think what I probably should have done, and this is again me in hindsight, is in my head, I probably should have started going through like WrestleMania cards. You know, because he was at four, he was at five, he was at six. At least he had that match with Roddy Piper. He was in the
Yep.
Battle Royal at four. I
Yep.
forget who he wrestled I think Piper was at six. I forget who he wrestled at five. But if I went and started going through WrestleMania cards, I probably would have. I don't know if I would have got there, but I would have gotten closer, I think, if I
It
started
would,
going
yeah,
through.
it would have got put you closer for sure.
Yeah, but no, that one just killed. That one kills me. I am not as good at this as I thought I would be, considering that I hosted, What's My Monster at Monster Bash. But there's a reason why I'm the host and not the guy on the other side guessing. So,
Well, we're both still getting used to things.
yeah, but you did good this time on Nash. I mean, you got there to that, and yeah, I mean, I'm having a lot of fun doing this, whether
Yeah,
we get
me
them or we
too.
don't get them. It's a lot of fun. But as we keep doing these, I'm gonna start getting harder.
Absolutely. Yeah,
Yeah.
now that we're getting used to it, we'll start getting a little more challenging. For Leonard, my name is Chad. Check out our other episodes wherever you listen to podcasts. You can find us there as well. Hit the like button, subscribe to our content. Thank you for giving us a shot, and we will see you next week.